Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hi, everyone. Did you have a good week? Most importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. There's nothing more important than prayer, because it's through prayer that we can talk directly to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. Prayer lets us build a relationship with Jesus, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. Then in time, through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our problems and challenges and let Him handle them. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or anxiety. It took me a long time to understand this, because when I was younger, I had no relationship with Jesus because I had very little faith and I didn't pray. Today, that is no longer the case, and my faith has been strong for years. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about the need to lead with kindness and how, as Christians, being kind to others is expected of us, for it is the will of our God. The topic for today's show is Every Day is a New Day. We often hear people say, tomorrow is a new day, and I'm starting a new diet, morning exercise, or some other type of routine or life-changing habit. We also have milestone days throughout the year that bear significance, such as New Year's Day or the day after Labor Day, both of which suggest a life-changing opportunity. But in our Christian world, every day is a new day, because every day that we exist, we have God's love and His forgiveness. Every day is a new day for us to do our best to become the best Christians we can be, to love one another, to be kind to one another, to forgive one another, and to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Moreover, every day is a new day to show God how much we love Him and how grateful we are for all we have. But for those who don't feel they have strong faith, perhaps they have wronged someone in some way and they are ashamed, or possibly they have abandoned our Lord and are afraid to reach out to Him, for all of these people, every day is a new day has a completely different meaning, because in the Christian world, we are blessed with a forgiving God. All we have to do is make the effort, and that happens by reaching out to the Lord through prayer and letting Him know we want Him in our lives. Every day is a new day, a day where the Lord is waiting to hear from us, a day where He wants us to tell Him we love Him and we want Him in our lives. No matter what we may have done, if we seek forgiveness from Jesus, we will receive it, provided we atone for our sins and do our best not to make those mistakes again. In the Bible it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, so we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. This Bible verse tells us how we live each day is what counts. It's not what is on the outside, but on the inside, meaning devotion to our Lord and leading a Christian way of life by following the laws and commands of our God. Every day is a new day, and we have the choice to let go of whatever is haunting us from our past. Give it to God, seek forgiveness, and start fresh with Jesus in our hearts, helping us to lead a much happier life. Understanding how wonderful every day is another part of living life as a Christian. Today our topic is Every Day is a New Day. We all have things that we are unhappy about or want to change in our lives. Because every day is a new day, we can, simply by asking Jesus to help us. Remember, Jesus is there for us 24/7, and all we have to do is reach out to Him through prayer. Every day we have that chance, and it is extremely easy. What's sad is when we waste days, especially when there is some burden we continue to carry because we refuse to let it go. Instead of giving it to Jesus and asking for His help to help us move on, we remain stuck and in a rut, not making any progress and not doing anything to improve our lives. In the Bible it says, Job chapter 8 verse 7, "And though your beginning was small, your latter days will be very great." This Bible verse tells us that our lives start small, and as we age and move forward, learning from our mistakes, the later days in our lives will be the happier ones. So follow the will of our God and appreciate that every day is a new day. The first song I'm going to play today is an upbeat worship song called "Praise the Lord, Sing Hallelujah." When I wrote this song, I thought about all the things that make our God great. In the verses, we hear all the wonderful things about our Lord, and then in a chorus, the joy of praising our Lord. The words in the chorus are, "See the glory of His name, our God we acclaim. Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah. Sing to Him a new song, with faith and love so strong. Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah." Please listen now to my song, "Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah."
God is kind, God is wise, He reigns high above, full of love, just open your eyes. He is holy, He is just, solid is His word to be heard. It's God we can trust, when I call He answers me. So full of strength and mercy, our God we acclaim. Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah. Sing to Him a new song, with faith and love so strong. Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah. God is great, God is pure, watching over us with His love, and helps us endure. He is good, He knows all, glorious is He, leading me to stand and not fall. When I ask, He hears my prayers, protecting me, I know. Sing hallelujah. Sing to Him a new song, with faith and love so strong. Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah. The Lord is my strength and my song. Praise Him, sun shining stars. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Be thankful and lift up your hearts. Sing hallelujah. Sing to Him a new song, with faith and love so strong. Praise the Lord.
We'll be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
We're talking about today's topic, every day is a new day. I think we can agree that every one of us has something we would like to improve in our lives. Maybe we want to lose weight, quit smoking, look for a better job, or save money. Whatever it is, once we accept that every day is a new day, we're heading in the right direction. But if we really want to make those changes in our lives, the best way to do it is by having Jesus at our side, leading us, guiding us, and giving us the strength to remain consistent and not give up. Whatever our goals are, I guarantee we'll have a better chance of succeeding with Jesus helping us. And the way we do that is through prayer. Whenever we pray for the right reasons, Jesus is there to help us. No, we can't pray to win the lottery, but we can pray to help us get our finances in order. Prayer is our opportunity to reach out to Jesus and share with him whatever is troubling us and whatever we need. If we believe that every day is a new day, pray to Jesus and ask him to make tomorrow the day we make that start on whatever we want to change in our lives. And don't just pray once. We need to continue to pray every day so that as the new day begins, we continue making that change until we have achieved it. If we want to lose 20 pounds, pray to Jesus and ask him to help us eat healthy. And as that new day begins and we start a new regimen, pray every day so that we stay focused and not eat things that are unhealthy. Understand how powerful every day is and how, because of our Lord, we are given the gift of life. With our lives, we are allowed to live how we choose, provided we are following the laws and commands of our God. Every day is a new day, and we should strive to make each day better than the day before. Don't allow our souls to become burdened with a problem, something we regret, or a boring routine we can't seem to change. Use prayer and pray to Jesus and ask him to see beyond the problem with the solution, for the ability to put that regret in the past and move forward, and a way to make a change in our daily habit with something new and exciting that will end the boredom. All we have to do is pray. So as we go through our week, think of what we want to change in our lives, and because every day is a new day, pray to Jesus and ask him to help. Understanding how we use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. Today's topic is, every day is a new day. As Christians, we believe that life is a gift from God, and we are obligated to live our lives to the fullest. That doesn't mean foolishly, but spiritually, with Jesus in our hearts and us striving to be the best Christians we can be by following the laws and commands of our God. When we make a mistake, when we give in to temptation, or when we wrong someone in some way, we have the opportunity to give those burdens to Jesus in prayer, to seek his forgiveness, and because every day is a new day, we get to start fresh, relieving ourselves of those burdens, moving on, and hopefully not repeating those mistakes again. Every day is a new day, and it's up to each of us to make the most of every day the Lord gives us. The next song I'm going to play is a fun, jazzy song that tells a great story. Jesus did not begin his ministry until he was 30 years old. His first miracle was not planned, but a favor to his mother while attending Jesus' cousin's wedding at Cana. The banquet facility was running out of wine, and in fear that the wedding would be ruined, Jesus' mother Mary asked him to intervene. At first, Jesus was not interested, telling his mother his time had not yet come. But she persisted, And Jesus, being the Son he was, acquiesced, and soon he turned the water into wine. The song I'm about to play is called Water into Wine and tells the whole story about the wedding at Cana. Please listen now to my song, Water into Wine. Be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Gospel, we hear James and John ask Jesus that they be allowed to sit at the right and left hand of our Lord in heaven when they die. Jesus first challenges them with what sacrifices they would be willing to make, but then tells them to sit where they have requested is not for him to grant, for it is for those whom it has been prepared. The message of the gospel is that true greatness lies not in what one person can make another do, but in what one can either do or ensure to make another free. The psalm for today is Psalm 33, Lord, let your mercy be on us. The meaning of the psalm is to let us understand that we can react by blaming others for things that happen in our lives, but that we should rather reach out to Jesus instead and let him lead us down the right path. I used the ancient text when writing the music for this psalm and supported it with a contemporary musical style and arrangement. The psalm has been published by Worship Now. Please listen to my version of Psalm 33, Lord, let your mercy be on us.
Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. See you.
We'll be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Donkey in the Well. One day, a farmer's donkey fell into a well. The animal cried piteously for hours as the farmer tried to figure out what to do. Finally, he decided the animal was old and the well needed to be covered up anyway. It just wasn't worth it to retrieve the donkey. He invited all of his neighbors to come over and help him. They all grabbed the shovel and began to shovel dirt into the well. At first, the donkey realized what was happening and cried horribly. Then, to everyone's amazement, he quieted down. A few shovel loads later, the farmer finally looked down the well. He was astonished at what he saw. With each shovel of dirt that hit his back, the donkey was doing something amazing. He would shake it off and take a step up. As the farmer's neighbors continued to shovel dirt on top of the animal, he would shake it off and take a step up. Pretty soon, everyone was amazed as the donkey stepped up over the edge of the well and happily trotted off. The moral of the story is, life will shovel dirt on you, all kinds of dirt. The trick to getting out of the well is to shake it off and take a step up. Each of our troubles is a stepping stone. We can get out of the deepest wells just by not stopping and never giving up. Shake it off and take a step up. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go!